used to go, Libby and our class kind of joined together, and they carved a pumpkin. And we have a little pumpkin prayer book that goes along with it, and Peyton is going to read it for us, and then we have a little message to share with you in regards to the pumpkin this year. So, Peyton?
With thanks I say a pumpkin prayer under an autumn sky. For crunch, crunch, crunch beneath my feet and leaves piled up this high. For autumn winds so cool and crisp that launch the leaves in flight. For orange, yellow, brown, and red, a colorful delight. For yummy smelling pumpkin pie and orange grins that glow. For family, friends, for plenty, and a God who loves me so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Okay, this morning we're going to have, Shooter's going to help us out in just a minute. But as a message to everyone, as they were carving this pumpkin out this morning, let me talk to them about the special meaning of each part of the pumpkin. It says, as I carve my pumpkin, help me say this prayer. Cut off my top, Lord, open my mind and fill me with your wisdom and guidance. Scoop out the yuckies, Lord, tear out all the fussies and brownies and fill me with your love. And what did we say all those yuckies were? What is that?
Sins.
Your sins, that's right. Carve out the eyes and open them up so that I can see all the beautiful things that you have made. Carve out the nose, Lord, help me to be a sweet fragrance for you. And we added some ears on this pumpkin this morning. What are those ears for?
Fish.
What are they for?
To hear.
To hear. And hear what?
Hear.
That's right. Okay, and then we have the mouth that we always have to carve out. Lord, help me to always spark your words of love and kindness. And lastly, we need to place a candle in the light, in the pumpkin, to be a light for everyone. And Cheater, you want to pull out that light so we can show it to them?
Take your light out.
Take it out.
Hold it up. Real high so everybody can see it.
To our offertory hymn. Let's all get our songbooks and turn to page 313. Page 313. We'll sing the first, second, last verse.
Take the
Precious name.
as an offering for heaven, giving you, Lord, you doing your will. In the name of prayer, amen.
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 For the doxology. Comes down, please take a few moments and greet each other in God's love.
Thank you.
good to see everybody this morning. We are indeed going to be blessed this morning, Brothers Thomas and Lori and Jacob. They're going to come and sing a couple of songs for us, so we're excited about that. We're going to let them come and bless our hearts with that right now. Let's make them welcome this morning.
Can you hear me now? Last week when Bruce preached, I had to come back for part two. That's a good message. It helped me out a lot. We're going to sing a couple of them this morning, and Rodney really touched me last week.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to tell y'all, very few has ever come off that meth. Very few. I only know two to ever do it. And both times it was because of God.
Amen. That's right. Yep.
Man can give you a 12-step program and all that, but it just doesn't ever pan out. They end up turning around going back. God's the only one that'll keep you.
Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir.
God's the only one that can keep us straight. All of us.
Yeah.
Because of what Rodney was able to do, thanks to his children.
Yeah. Amen.
And coach.
Hey.
And coach. Yeah, yeah, the phone call. That was that's God.
Yes. That's right. Yes, right.
Nothing else would have done that but God.
That's right.
Because any other time, Bruce would have never thought to text him at that point.
Yeah.
That was God.
Yes.
That's right.
And people that can't see the miracles of God, I don't understand.
Right.
It's plain. It's simple.
Yes.
God
yes.
made it simple. Oh, made yes. it simple for all of us.
Yeah.
But because of what Rodney did, one of these days, now this ain't the song I was going to sing for you, but this is the night. He can actually say this because of that.
Yes.
Thank you.
he's doing that.
Speak a little bit there.
Yeah, I'll run him out another minute. God's great, isn't
he? Yes, 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 sir. That's right.
I see all these young people in this church and them little children. That thrilled my heart.
Amen.
Bring them up in church.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank God. Because of what we did. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God.
Yes.
My mom and dad instilled in me that church is a place to be.
Yeah.
We did that with our children.
Yes, sir.
And God made a preacher out of you.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
So, kids, I don't know. Look out. There may be some preachers sitting in here. But God's good.
All the time.
And, Rodney, because of what God did, this song's for you, brother.
Amen.
Smile.
Yes.
always keep saying I'm going to have them sing after I preach. Amen. That's a tough act to follow right there. Amen. I tell you what. I always love to hear y'all sing, brother. And that just was a blessing there. We still can't help but piggyback off of that testimony last Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. If my voice is a little cracky, you got to excuse me. I did a little yelling Friday night. Amen. It's going to be all right, though. I promise. I promise. We'll get it worked out in about, 20, 30 hour from now. Amen. We'll get it going. But, man, it's great to be here today.
Amen.
You know what? I hope everybody, and let me say this, too. Kids, we're going to let you guys go. Allie's going to do the children's service, so if y'all want to slip out with her. I'm glad I looked up and saw you there, Allie. So we're going to let those kids slide out if y'all want to go be with her. We appreciate her doing that for us. But guys, I'm going to tell you something. I look forward to getting back to God's house each and every
Amen.
Service. Amen.
Amen.
And I hope and pray that you do too, because guys, I'm going to be honest with you. There's no greater place you can be than in God's house at any given time, because this world in which we live is a rough place. Let's be honest about it. Last week, I started bringing a message entitled Keys to Living, How to Live a Blessed Life, Keys to a Blessed Life. We went over a couple of those points with you. We talked about number one, you got to be grounded in the Word. I think that's not as hard for people to do. We can get into God's Word, but now to get grounded in it, that means you got to have your feet planted firmly, amen. You got to really, to be grounded in something, your feet have got to be in it. You got to be able to stand solid on it. So we got to get grounded in the Word for one thing. Our text is coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, so if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn to that. Amen. The second point we mentioned as far as keys to a blessed life was we got to be confident in God's ability. We cannot micromanage what God's doing in our lives. Because, a lot of times we always think we got the right answers. And the message today, I hope and pray it's going to touch some of you, because it really touched me. Let me say this, and as Jacob is starting to preach some, and Thomas, one thing I can tell you is this. 90%+ of the sermons I preach, I'm preaching to myself first. Amen. And then once God reveals to me where I need to make improvements, I feel that I'm qualified to come and talk to the flock and to the congregation. But until I can be willing to make those changes and bring the Word the way God wants me to bring it, I don't feel worthy of it. Amen. But God has definitely spoke to me through this message today. So we're gonna talk about the last two parts of this. And like I said, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to read verses 20 through 26. So I'll ask those of you who can, if you will, to stand to your feet in reverence and honor of reading God's Word. We stand our feet when we do various things in this world. So I believe it's just the right thing to do when we're reading God's Word. Amen. So let's look at verse 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Father God, Lord, we just ask your blessings to the reading of your word. Lord, please empty me of myself. Lord, let everything that's said in the next few minutes be about you and for you and to glorify you, Father. And we just lift it up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Guys, the points that we're trying to get at here is that, you know what? God wants us to have a blessed life. I mean, there's no question about that. The Lord wants us to be blessed. And he wants to bless us. But you see, there's certain prerequisites and things that we got to do. We got to do our part. For God to just bless us at any given time, no matter where we are in our lives, that would go against his word. That would go against what he stands for and what he's taught us. I mean, God cannot bless us, obviously, if we're living a life of sin. He's not going to do that. So what we got to do is we got to straighten ourselves up, get ourselves right, be a worthy vessel, as the scripture talked about here. And that's what we're going to start on here this morning. We're going to look at point number three. I told you there were 4 points here I wanted to talk to you about. And point number three is this. And guys, these last two are probably the hardest two we have as believers to be able to assure ourselves of having a blessed life. These are the two big ones that we're going to struggle with right here. So I want you to listen carefully to what we're going to talk about here this morning. We've got to cleanse ourselves from unholy habits. Look at verse 20 of this text. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Guys, what Paul's talking about here is this great house he's talking about is the church. He's talking about the church, the people that are in the church at any given time. There's all kind of vessels that are sitting in this church right now. Some of them are made of gold and silver, while some of them are made of earth and wood. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. I don't want you to lose hope here, because in Jesus there's always hope. Amen. I want you to understand that, and I'm not trying to bash anybody here, but I'm telling you what the scripture says. I'm telling you what the word says here, that there are vessels of gold and silver in any given church at any given time, but there's also vessels of wood and earth, or clay, if you want to look at it from that perspective. So let's talk about that for just a minute. To kind of help you understand what I'm trying to say here, let's think of it as dinnerware. We can all relate to eating, amen. I mean, if you can't help them understand something, I always talk about food. Everybody perks up, amen. Let's talk about dinnerware. We have fine china. We have pretty good dishware. And we have dishes that we're ashamed to eat off of except ourselves, by ourselves, amen. So let's look at it like this. We bring that good china out when we're really wanting to impress somebody, right? When we're really wanting to do good. Well, guys, that's what Paul's talking about here. Those gold and silver Christians are the china in the china cabinet, amen? They're the ones that are doing the great things and the good things. And you see, God can use those gold and silver members within the church. Why? Because they're willing. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get God's plan started and keep God's plan going. And you know, I'll give you an example here, and I'm just going to be honest with you, because the Lord's kind of done to me what he did to Paul. He's made me bold over the years, and I'm not ashamed to bring the word, and I'm not ashamed to say what God lays on my heart. So I'm going to tell you this. When I first got here, there were some things that I didn't like about this church. There were some things I didn't like about this church. I felt there were a lot of earthen and there were a lot of wooden vessels that were in this church. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. Is he talking about me? I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm talking to you right now, because let me say this. Some people, when I first got here, this building was all you worshiped. This building was all you came here for. Now, I'm happy to say that I believe we got a lot of gold vessels in here now. I believe we got a lot of silver vessels in here now. I believe we have far less wood and clay than we did 6-7 years ago. And that's not saying anything about me. That's just saying about you getting in tune with the Holy Spirit and what he wants you to do. Amen. That's a testimony to you. That's not anything about me. He just used me in a bold way to be able to come and say this to you. And, guys, we started several years ago, we started a fund to add on to our structure here. Not tear down anything we got, but add to it. Let me tell you something. God's going to do great things when that building gets built. But there's some people in here right now, there's still some wooden vessels and some clay vessels that don't think we need that building. Well, guys, let me tell you something. Just look around you right here. Look at these young people. Look at how we're growing. Look at the people that have moved into the church. Guys, there's a need. Amen. And when it comes to pass, you're going to see that God's plan. Let me tell you something. If it's God's plan, it's going to happen. Amen. Ain't nothing we're going to do that's going to keep that from happening. And if you're getting in the way of it, God's going to get you out of the way. Amen. Amen. He'll remove the roadblocks to His will and His way. Amen. So guys, you know, we got to understand this. There's silver and there's gold and there's wood and there's clay. Where you are in your walk with the Lord right now, I can't answer. I can observe from the outside and I can see that a lot of folks are lacking that gold and silver status right now, but I can't judge you. I don't know. You may go out of the church and do great things. Well, why don't you do it in the church? Amen. I mean, why don't you get involved within the church so that when we go outside the church, our testimony will be even greater. Amen. It'll be even greater when we leave outside here. So you see, at any given time, there's going to be these vessels. Now here's your day-to-day dinnerware. That still can be gold and silver, Christians. They're still willing to be used. You pull it out every day. You use it. You serve from it. I still believe those are gold and silver Christians for the most part. But now, the stuff you don't want to bring out, guys, that's what I'm talking about wood and clay. Those are the people that God cannot pour Himself into, and you in turn are not willing to pour yourself out of. So, guys, here's where the detachment is right here. We've got to be willing for God to pour into us. God cannot use certain vessels. Why? Because their mindset's not right. Their heart's not right. Look at this next verse right here. Or let's keep looking at verse 20. And some to honor. Look at the last half of it. Some to honor. Some to what? Dishonor. That means that those gold and silver vessels are going to honor God. But those wood and clay vessels are dishonoring Him. You know why? Because they're not willing to be used for service. They're put away in the cabinet. They don't want to come out of the cabinet. They stay there day in and day out. Now, they'll show up on Sunday. They'll come here. But guys, let me tell you something. I'm going to be bold again, amen? Two or three in the last 5 minutes. Why do you even want to come to God's house if you don't want to get on fire for Him and you don't want to be a gold and silver vessel? Amen. Why do you even want to come? I don't understand the purpose in it, because I come here to get filled. I come here to walk out that door and serve. That's what it's about. It's about serving. You can't just keep getting poured into and poured into. Eventually, you ought to be pouring some out, because if you get poured into enough, you need to pour out. You know what that tells me? If you're getting poured into and poured into and poured into every Sunday, but you're not pouring anything out, then you're an earthen vessel. That's as simple as it comes. Paul is saying that in his word. That's not me saying that. That's him. Some are of noble, and some to honor, some to dishonor. Some are noble, some are ignoble. And guys, let me tell you something. If I just left it at that right there, this would be a very bleak sermon today for a lot of people. But guess what, guys? The good news is you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay that way. Because you see, I know somebody named Jesus who came and died on the cross for you. And He's willing to turn you into that gold and silver vessel. But guess what? You got to let Him. You got to want to. It's got to come from you. Can't come from the preacher. Can't come from Brother Thomas. Can't come from Rodney. Can't come from James. Can't come from Brother Donald. It's got to come from you. Amen. And see, when you want it, God's got it, and you can get it. Amen? 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 See, that's what I'm talking about. It's there. You can have it. You can have it, but you got to want it. Guys, you might be angry, but you don't have to stay that way. You might be bitter, but you don't have to stay that way. You might have given in to lust and lustful thoughts, but you don't have to stay that way. Amen. You might have a critical spirit, but you don't have to stay that way. You might have a foul temper and a foul mouth, but guess what? You don't have to stay that way, because God can cleanse you. You know, it reminds me of Jesus in the book of John chapter 5, verse 6, when the crippled guy was standing there right by the pool of Bethesda. And, yeah, I had to throw Bethesda in there, amen. I had to get a verse that talks about Bethesda, amen, because I love Bethesda. Anybody love Bethesda?
Amen.
Amen. I love it too. Amen. But see, this guy was hearing Jesus talk to him a little bit. And he said, I can't get in the pool. Every time I try to get in there, somebody gets ahead of me. And I'm out here by myself. I can't get in there. And Jesus just cut through the chafe right there. And he said, do you want to be made well? You understand that, don't you? Amen. Do you want to be made well? We'll skip all the rest of it. If you want it, I'll give it to you right now. Amen. And he healed him. He cleansed him. But you know what? Some people don't want to be cleansed. Some people that are wooden and earthen vessels, they don't want to be cleansed. You know why? Because they've gone through their whole life thinking, I'm this way. I can't get any better. I'm not going to be any better. Let me tell you something. In Jesus, there is hope.
Amen.
You always have hope. You can always change. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Voice is cracking a little bit, but I'm going to tell you what, the message is the same. Amen. You can change if you want to change. Don't lie to yourself and don't hide behind that excuse. Oh, I'm a terrible person. There's no way I can do any better. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. There's been a lot of people in my life that I've heard people say things like, well, you're wasting your time inviting them to church. You're wasting your time witnessing to them because they got their mind made up. They want to keep living the same way they've always lived. Let me tell you something. I don't know about the rest of the places, but right here in this little old country church, I can show you several people that God has walked right into their life and their life will never be the same again. Amen? It'll never be the same again because they found the master. You know why? Because they wanted him. They went looking for him. They didn't have somebody grab them by the arm and say, get up here, you're going to find him today. Amen. They didn't just grab them and throw them up there and strong arm them up to the altar. They wanted to find him. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. That's how you know you're really a born-again believer. When you want it. When you want it worse than anything in this world to serve God, then you'll find it. But I can't do it for you. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. So you see, some people, they don't want to get well. You want to live a blessed life? Then you got to cleanse yourself of all this junk. You got to get rid of it. Look at what verse 22 says here. Verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. In other words, get rid of all that stuff that's making you dishonorable now. And guess what? You will become honorable. If, I like that word there, the way that's used. If a man wants to do this. If you want it, I'll bring it. That's what Jesus is saying right here. If you want it, I'll make sure it happens. But you got to want it. Jesus will never grab you by the neck, by the shirt, by the arm, and throw you down that aisle and say, you're going to accept me right now today. He'll stand at the door and knock. If any man hears his voice, he will come in and fellowship with him. But you see, if you don't listen to that knock, eventually that knock gets a little more silent and eventually there's no knock at all. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit of God is only going to stay around you long, a certain amount of time trying to knock on your heart. And then they're going to go, the Holy Spirit's going to move and he's going to find a heart that's receptive to his will. And that's where his residence will then move. Not to say you won't get saved later on, but you got to want it. You got to want to be that way. Now look at what verse 22 says. Flee also youthful lusts. Youth, why do they always pick on y'all? I mean, you know, a lot of times in the Bible it talks about youth this and youth that. Let me say this. It's not that Paul is singling out youth in general. It's that we tend to start developing these habits when we're young. It's not saying that our youth are bad people. What it's saying here is these youthful lusts start at a young age, but guess what? That doesn't mean they stop at an old age. They can carry right through your life right there with you. So Paul's saying here, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, which means love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Guys, you got to flee this stuff. I'm not just talking about our youth here. I'm talking about anybody in this building that has any kind of unrighteous lifestyle about them right now. You got to flee it. Guys, let me tell you what flee means. Flee don't mean this. Always looking over your shoulder. Flee means You open that door and you run as fast as you can go, amen. You don't look back. You run. To flee means to run away from something. It don't mean to crawl. It don't mean to walk. It means to run. You want to get away from this stuff in your life? You got to flee it. You cannot continue to go back and visit it periodically. Let me tell you where a lot of Christians make a mistake. They want to keep taking one more little adventure back in darkness instead of fleeing into the light and staying in the light. Guys, if you keep taking one step back in darkness, guess what? It's like a vacuum. Eventually, Satan's going to pull you right back in there, and you're going to be right back in the shape you were before you found Jesus. Now, that means that if you've got Jesus in your heart, and it's for real, he's not going to leave you. But you may backslide and go down some bad paths in your life. I did the same thing. I knew I was saved, but it was just like, man, I got my foot over here in this darkness. I can't get out of it. But guys, you got to watch out for that. You got to flee. You got to flee. In order to pursue the right things, you got to flee the wrong things. If you want to get closer to Jesus, you got to get farther away from the world. That's the only way it's going to happen, guys. That's the only way it's going to happen. People's like, well, I can still go over here to the club and I'll be at church on Sunday. Well, yeah, that's what we mean by wooden vessel. That's what we mean by clay vessel. You want to be over here doing that, but you show up at church on Sunday knowing that your heart ain't in any more of a condition to serve Jesus than a man on the moon. Amen. Guys, you can't do that. You can't do that. Let me tell you something. If you're recovering from an addiction of any kind, not necessarily drugs or alcohol, any kind, you can't go back and visit where you came. You better not be going to a bar if you're an alcoholic. You better not be hanging around with crackheads if you're addicted to drugs. You can't do it. You got to run away from it. You got to flee it. If you're addicted to pornography, don't be at home with that computer late at night knowing that it's tempting you. You rip that thing out of the wall and you get rid of it until you can discipline yourself enough to have another one. You get rid of it. You get rid of what's causing you this grief and this disobedience to God. You got to get rid of it. That's why I encourage people, get off of these things on your social media that are dragging you down. Don't let people send you garbage. You get rid of them. You block them. You don't friend them to begin with. You know what? Some people just want to see how many friends they can get on social media. Well, let me tell you something. As long as you got one true friend in Jesus, that's all you need, amen. You don't need 1,400 friends. You don't need 2,000 friends, because I guarantee you one thing. If you got in trouble, then 1,400 will be down to zero real quick, amen. But you always got somebody you can count on. His name is Jesus, and he loves you. Amen? Whew, moving on along. Amen. Amen. Guys, you want to pursue righteousness? You got to abandon living by your own rules. Listen to these things I'm fixing to read to you. You want to pursue faith? You got to abandon self-sufficiency. That's what faith is all about. Not trusting in yourself, trusting in what God's going to do for you. You want to pursue honesty? You got to abandon dishonesty. You want to pursue purity? You got to abandon self-indulgence. You want to pursue love? You got to abandon selfishness. Because you can't love with the love of Jesus if you're a selfish person. Let me just tell you that right now. You want to pursue peace? You got to abandon revenge. And having made that commitment to follow what's right, you cannot go back to darkness for one final visit. To flee means to run away from. Are you running away from darkness? Or are you just kind of dragging your foot along a little bit and letting it hold on to you just a little bit? You got one foot out in front of you, but darkness has grabbed your other foot. Well, you reach over and boom, you kick it right between the teeth, amen? You kick that devil right between the teeth and you cast him back into hell where he belongs. Yes, Rodney, it's okay to say hell in church, amen? It's okay to say it because it's a very real place and it's a choice that people are making to end up there. I did a sermon one time called Hell, a Choice, Not a Punishment. Right. People choose to go there. Right. Jesus does not want for anyone to perish. Yeah. He wants all to come to a saving knowledge of him. Amen. But guess what? He wants you to come to it. He's not going to make you come to it. Guys, there's an old saying in Alcoholics Anonymous. I shared this with some people earlier this week. If you don't want to slip, don't go where it's slippery. Amen. Amen. If you don't want to slip, don't go where it's slippery. Because it's slippery out there in the world. You start going where you just came from, you're going to slip. You're going to fall. If you don't want to slip, don't go where it's slippery. Amen. And the fourth and final point I want to make about keys to a blessed life is this. Now, this is probably the hardest pill that we're going to have to swallow here in this sermon. And that is, we have got to be gentle toward our adversaries. We've got to be gentle toward our enemies. Do good to them that mistreat you. Love them that hate you. That's hard to swallow, isn't it? But I'm going to tell you one thing. That's the reason a lot of people aren't in church right here today. Because born again believers have gotten in arguments with people and fussed them out and cussed them out. And they said, if this is what it's all about, I don't want any of it. We got to learn to be kind to our adversaries. Let's look at verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. In other words, all this foolishness causes strife in your life and in other people's lives. You got to get rid of it. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. Listen to what he's saying. Be gentle unto all men. Apt to teach, patient. Right. Well, that just rules out a bunch of believers right there, right? Because we ain't real patient a lot of times. And we don't want to take the time to teach somebody the right way. We just expect them to know how to do it. Guys, let me tell you something. I believe that's one of the reasons God called me into the profession of teaching and educating, is to help people learn the right way. And that transfers and translates into the church as well. My job as your pastor is to teach you the right way. Now, whether you do it or not, that's up to you. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm trying to give you some keys to a blessed life right here. If you'll follow these things, then your life will be blessed. I didn't say it'd be free of trouble. I didn't say it'd be free of strife. But I said it'd be blessed. You'll be earning those jewels for your crown. You'll be earning them each and every day. Guys, Paul's advice here is very simple, but it's not always easy to follow. Don't let people get under your skin. You know that person that can push your buttons, right? Boy, you can think about it. So I just want everybody to take a second right now and think. Let that person's picture pop in your mind right now. You know that person that can push your buttons. All they got to do is be within 5 miles of where you are, and you hear about it. They better not come over here. I can tell you that right now. They don't even have to be close by. They push your buttons. They push your buttons. We're not permitted to yell back at people who yell at us if you're following Jesus. We're not to curse those who curse at us if you're following Jesus. We're not to intimidate those who try to intimidate us if you're following Jesus. We're not to do those things. In short, we're not to match the tactics of those who may oppose and ridicule our faith. We're not to do that. We got to keep our cool at all times, at all costs. Because, guys, here's the reason. You can't argue somebody into the kingdom of God. You can't argue them into it. You can't insult them into becoming a Christian. You can't intimidate them to accepting Christ as their Savior. It's impossible to argue them into the kingdom, but it's very possible to argue them away from the kingdom. Amen? There are a lot of people right now that are lost, that could have been connected in a church somewhere, but because I'm going to say wooden vessels got to them before the gold and silver vessels got to them, it drove them away from the church. It drove them away from serving God. Guys, I'm telling you something. We're called to be humble. You want to be like Jesus, then act like him. You want to win people to Christ, then act Christ-like. Because until you start doing that, you're going to have a hard time winning people to the Lord. You know, we got to be gentle under pressure. We got to be kind even when we're pushed to the limit. If we lose our temper, we may win the verbal battle, but I can tell you this, we're going to lose the war for the soul. We're going to lose out on that war, amen? If y'all awake, say amen.
Amen.
If you're asleep, say amen. Good. Y'all are all awake today. Amen. That's good. I tell you, it's entertaining anytime you get in a church and stand up in front of people. You got some. If we had flies in here right now, you'd be coughing. Amen. Mouth wide open. Whoo! You're in the short rows of sleep right now. You're in REM sleep. Eyes going all over the place. But guys, let me tell you something. We got to do that. We cannot lower ourselves to the standards of this world. We're called to be above that. You know what? And let me tell you this too. And listen very careful to what I'm fixing to say, because we're done here after I say this. Don't get angry with someone who is not a believer because they are not agreeing with the things you're telling them. You know why? Because they're not being controlled by the same person that's controlling you. You can't get upset with somebody when they do things that you think are ungodly. You know why? Because they're ungodly. The only way you're going to bring them back into the right light is if no matter what they do, no matter what they say, you continue to be the godly person God's called you to be. Amen. See, when you do that, people step back and say, wow, I was being kind of ugly to them, but man, they sure were nice to me. They sure were encouraging me, even though I was trying to discourage all this Christianity stuff. Guys, that's how you win believers. That's how you win people to Christ. You don't get on their level. You cannot get on their level. Because I'm going to tell you this. What do you expect them to do? The devil is right here in their heart. The devil is controlling them. The devil is making them or convincing them to do the things they're doing. Guys, I'm having to deal with people right now, off and on, in different areas, that are doing things that, in my opinion, I want to just get very angry at. But you know what I got to realize? This is all part of God's plan. God's got this whole thing mapped out, and if I go and show myself, it's only going to make matters worse, and it's probably going to drive a wedge between what God's trying to do and trying to use me to do it with. So you see, guys, don't be upset when the ungodly continue to act ungodly around you. That's why in the book of Matthew, it said, don't even eat with them. Now, we're still supposed to witness to them and try to reach them. Don't get me wrong. But we're not supposed to be hanging around them in the first place. We're there to try to reach them and not give up on them, but we are not there to be part of their friend base. We got to get away from that stuff, because guys, I'm going to tell you what, you mark my word, if you don't listen to a thing I've said in all these years I've been preaching here, you listen to what I'm fixing to say. Bad company corrupts good character, amen. You lay down with dogs, you're going to wake up with fleas. That's a known fact. You want to keep hanging around with these people that are living in darkness, then so be it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to start noticing yourself doing this. Well, I don't know if I can get to church this week. I got a lot of stuff I got to do. Well, you know, I would like to go on that youth trip, but I don't know. I'm tired. See, that's what the devil will do. You give him an inch, he'll take a mile. He'll drag you right back into that darkness. You got to flee from it. You got to allow God to change your heart. But you got to allow him to do it, because he's the only one that can do it. Amen. He can't do it. You cannot strong arm somebody into salvation. If we believe what Paul's saying, then we will avoid arguments. We're going to always be kind, even if we have to bite our lip in two sometimes. We're going to be like, that's nice. Yeah, I love you. We're going to be ready to speak to anybody who will listen to us. Sure. We're going to know what we're talking about when we do talk. Guys, I'm going to tell you, we do an injustice to witnessing sometimes, because we get up here, start spouting stuff, what the Bible says this, and they say, well, where does it say that? Well, I know it's in there. Guys, you better get grounded in the Word. You see why point number one was get grounded in the Word? Because when you get challenged, you better be ready to defend what you're saying. Now, I may not know where every single scripture is located, but here's what I'll do. I do use technology for a good thing. I do have this little Bible app on there. It's like, hang on a second. Let me find exactly where that is. I don't let them go home thinking I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to show them where it's at. We need to be patient when we're attacked. We need to teach the truth with a smile. That's the greatest medicine in the world against the devil, is to smile and pat them on the back and say, well, you know what? Maybe next time. I hope you'll be able to come next time. Or I hope you'll come to know the Lord before it's too late. Not yelling at them, not screaming at them. And we got to trust God for the results. See, that's the big thing. We got to trust God for the results. Because he already had, who mapped out the plan? He did. But we want to try to, see, that's why point number two was, we got to trust God. We got to trust God if we want to be blessed. Because, see, everything happens for a reason when you serve God. Everything happens for a reason. And it's hard for us to understand why God would want that to be part of the reasoning process, but it is. I don't know why, because you know what? I do know part of it, because sometimes, you know, see, God purifies through fire. God purified. Things are purified through fire. Sometimes you have to be put in the fire to get purified before God can lift you up and uplift you to where he wants you to be. You got to be put in the fire. But see, we think, God, why are you doing that? Can't we just avoid that? That seems so crazy. That seems senseless. That seems like it's detrimental to what you're trying to do here. No, it isn't, because God knows what he's doing. We don't know what we're doing. God knows what he's doing. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go back over these four things real quick. If we're grounded in the Word, we're not going to waste our time in godless chatter. We will not be taken in by false doctrine. Instead, we'll be approved by the Lord, and our work will stand the test of time. If we have confidence in God, we will not give in to fear in the days of darkness and peril and confusion. If we're cleansed from unholy habits, point number three, we'll make godly choices to turn from evil, and we will chase after what is right. When we do that, our lives will be useful to God. And when we learn to be gentle to our adversaries, we will help win over people to the kingdom. Guys, you got to be willing to be gentle. You got to be grounded in the Word. You got to trust God. You got to get rid of unholy habits in your life. And then you will have the necessary tools to live a blessed life. I don't know about y'all, but I want all the blessing God's willing to give me. And I told you last week, blessings, some of life's greatest blessings, do not have a dollar sign attached to them. It's not about dollars and cents. It's about kingdom work. God is on the throne. Amen. Jesus is reigning from on high. He still loves everybody in this room today. He's still willing to save anybody in this room today that wants to get saved, but you got to do it and you got to want it. This preacher will never walk up to you and say, you need to get saved because you're wasting time. I'm not going to walk up to you and say, well, hey, you're running out of time, guys. Come on now. What about getting saved here? Because you know what that's going to do? The devil can play off that. The devil can say, get your mind going, oh, well, let me just go down there so he'll quit saying that to me. Let me go on down here and then he'll leave me alone. You didn't any more want it than a man on the moon. It wasn't in your heart. You weren't being led of the Holy Spirit to do it. And that, my brothers and sisters, is why I've been talking about light and dark for so long. Because I believe there are a lot of you, some of you in this room right now today, that's what you did. You allowed someone else to manipulate you down that aisle. You were not being led of the Holy Spirit of God. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. When you are led of the Spirit, your life will never be the same again. Amen. You're going to show it, amen. Ain't that right, James? You're going to show it. Rodney, you're going to show it. Carrie, you're going to show it. Everybody, you're going to show it. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. That's what's going to happen. When you're being led of the Holy Spirit, not being led by your own doing and not being led and influenced by Satan. Guys, Becky, if you don't mind, would y'all sing God's in Control? Could y'all do that? I want that to be our hymn of invitation today. Guys, because guess what? God is in control.
Amen.
God, if you believe God's in control, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that he is the author and creator of this universe, that he does not make mistakes, he has not made a mistake ever, he will not make a mistake ever, then I want you to listen to what the words of this song says. And I want you to come up here and pray. You know one thing I love about this church? There's never been a Sunday I hadn't seen people in this altar. You know what that tells me? That people do make mistakes. We all make them. Trust me, I'm up in this altar before church even starts saying, God, empty me of myself. Amen. Forgive me for what I thought wrong this week, for what I said wrong this week. I'm just as guilty as anybody. You know the only difference between me and some of you? I'm willing to admit it. Amen. I'm willing to admit it. That I am a sinner saved by God's grace. And I am going to struggle day to day. But I know somebody who's overcome the world. And he can help you overcome it too. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day. Whew, what an awesome day it has been. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that's here today. God, I believe there's some decisions that need to be made here in this hour, Lord, as we're concluding our service today. I just pray, God, that we will act on our hearts. God, that we will not do anything that's outside your will. But God, that we will just let you have your way in our lives, Lord. And God, we just give you the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. These altars are going to open up here. Let me get out of the way so I can let them come and sing for us here. Tangled up here right now, but now we're ready to go.
Will you stand to your feet? We got to get those tickets purchased. Wednesday will be our prayer meeting. We are praying. God is answering prayers. We just will keep on praying. Amen. We'll keep on trusting. Yes, the trunk or treat, that's the thing. The nursing home will try to get any of our young people to help with that. That is Wednesday, beginning at
4:30.
Is that right?
Ms. Tammy asked if anybody at home wanted stuffed animals. Maybe y'all can bring them tonight or get in touch with me. I can.
Yes, because they love those. The kids get them, pass them out and stuff.
And any kids that need to be picked up, that I know we have homeschoolers in different schools, so I can.
Okay. That's Wednesday from 4:30 to 6 at the nursing home here. So please, if you have prayer requests, you want us to lift up in prayer, put them in the jar, either this one here, the one in the back. I promise you, we pray for each one by name.
Amen.
On Wednesday. Everyone that's in that container gets prayed for by name. And by situation, if you write the situation down. So, also, Fall Festival is the 5th of November. I almost said September. Well, we missed it. I'm sorry. At 4 o'clock right here, the youth will be helping lead the games and activities for kids as well as adults too. Bring cakes for the cake walk. And here's the classes, items that we're asking you to bring. Young adults, appetizers, Bella's class, chili and soup. Franklin's class, desserts. And Wayne's class, candy. Other items needed, drinks, chips, crackers, cheese, sour cream, that sort of thing. Operation Christmas Child Boxes are due in November. See Faye Werner for more information about that.
If anybody wants paper, I have it ready.
Yes, and Louise has got some information about that, so you want us to just leave them in the back and then pick them up. If you want to grab one on the way out, it's about the Operation Child Box thing. Also, birthdays today. Ms. Betty Griffith, tomorrow Ms. Betty Griffith is on the 24th. Ms. Carlene Taylor on the 26th, Kenny Worthen on the 28th. So we certainly want to wish them a very happy birthday. We are fixing to get actively involved, and I'm excited about this. Our young people are excited about it. We're going to be getting involved with a homeless ministry over in Athens. Doug has stepped up to the plate. He and Cody are going to kind of get this thing organized and figure out what we're doing. But I can tell you something we need. So if you can start getting it, it's something that won't spoil. What this ministry does is, we go over there and we minister and visit with all these homeless people for, a few hours in the afternoon and taking them like a sack lunch over there, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, chips, bottled water. If you guys feel led to help with this, I'd like for us to be able to just, out of our hearts, come up with peanut butter, jelly, bottled water, chips. We'll store it in a special area just for this ministry. And guys, we're going to get prepared to get blessed. Amen? Because these people will bless you. They know a whole lot more about Jesus than a lot of us do. They pick them every day. We're excited about that. I'm thankful for Doug. We're going to step up and help with that. So I'm excited about that. We're going to get this thing rolling in the next few weeks. Okay? So please be in prayer for that. And if you can help sponsor some of that stuff, we sure need it. Any other announcements? Alright. Yes, Ms. Lionel Scherer fell and broke her leg. She is out at Good Samaritan here. So I was going by to see her this afternoon. So I just wanted to mention that to you. Any other announcements we need to make? I think that is it. That's been great. I'll see you back this evening.
I didn't say this phrase earlier, but I don't like to say phrase as we were sitting here. What did you call that area back there?
The baby bouncing back corner.
Yes, baby. Just praise the Lord that we do have a baby bouncing back corner. We have a nursery. Every Sunday we have kids in the nursery.
Yeah.
We have our little kids back there that Allie's working with. And look at our youth. And that is the future of our church.
That
is
right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I turned around and Justin was.
So bad because God planned it. stressing that. I'm going to keep saying that. It's going to be the end of every one of these services from now on.
Yes.
Until I forget what I'm saying, which might be in the next week or two.
Dear Lord, thank you for another wonderful day, God. Thank you for your message. Lord, continue to bless Bruce, Lord, giving the messages.